We've got a special guest in with us. Now, I've told you all about it yesterday, and Garrick Jacobs is in with us today from American Idol, the top 24. So excited to have him back in Valdosta, even though it's on the phone, but he is back here in Valdosta to tell us a little bit about his American Idol journey. Garrett, are you there? How are you?
I'm here. How are you?
I am so good. How are you? I'm so excited. Can I tell you, there's so many people in Valdosta that are excited as well.
Awesome. I love to hear that.
So tell us a little bit. So you are here from the time you were 4 to 11, right? What school did you go to?
I went to Pine Grove Elementary.
Did you?
And I also went to Valwood when I was younger.
So you went to Pine Grove Elementary in Valwood. So shout out to both of those. And I believe you learned how to play guitar here too, right?
Yes, I learned guitar. The way that I knew him, he was Mr. Bill. I don't know his last name.
Mm-hmm. Bill Brown, I believe.
Yes, his name was Bill Brown. And he was amazing. Like, he could play any instrument that, you know, he wanted to. And I learned the basics from him in about 6 weeks. And when we moved away, I just kind of had to transition into, you know, teaching myself. So after that, I just kind of was self-taught. But big shout out to him for, you know, sticking with me and showing me the basics.
Well, you are really talented. And so it started, you had a little idea. Tell me all about how the American Idol journey got started. And it just kind of happened so fast, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. So everything started out, I was driving in my truck on the way home, and I heard on the radio that American Idol was coming back, and they were actually having auditions in Shreveport, which is right across the river from where I live. So I said to myself, I was like, oh, that would be really cool. And I went home and told Mom and Dad, and then afterwards, Mom came up in my room, and we were just sitting there. Mom was like, well, they're also doing online auditions. So why don't you send in an online, and if you don't hear anything, then you can go to the open call. And I was like, okay. So literally in one take, I recorded a song, and we sent it in, and American Idol got back to me within a week. So that's kind of how everything got rolling.
And I love that you are a believer as well, because even though we're not labeled as a Christian station, you know, all of our DJs here are believers. And I know that you're real spiritual, and you know that when doors open like that, that's definitely a God thing.
Definitely. I've already given this entire experience to God, and I've trusted him with every single step of the way. You know, when I sent in my online, I was like, okay, God, let's see what you're going to do. And then, you know, they're like, okay, come see the executive producers. I'm like, okay, God, what are you going to do now? So that's like been my mindset this entire time, is just looking at God and trusting him with my plan and just being along for the ride and letting him take me.
I love that. And can I tell you, it is such a ministry, because even I was thinking this morning, you know, even at 36, and we think about our career, and you know, I've heard your mom say a lot that she knows that God is guiding your steps along the way, and that God knows your steps. And
yes.
That stuck with me. And I think all the time, you still, even at 36, you think about your career and you think about, I hope I'm doing well as a mother. And I'm like, but you know what? God knows my steps. And I have actually learned that through years. So I really appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Yeah. The verse that we have kind of dedicated to this experience is Psalm 37:23, which talks about how God orders our steps and leads us through them. So that's been my verse for this entire thing.
That's funny that was what stuck with me the most, and that's your verse through this entire thing. I really love that. Well, I've got to ask you, were you intimidated at all by the judges?
Yes and no, because I was confident in my abilities, but okay, so we got to Mardi Gras land at 7:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. They didn't start because up until about 1 o'clock, they were filming and doing interviews. We didn't start, you know, actually sending in people to audition until about 2. And I auditioned at 7:30 at night. So I was there for 12 hours before I even auditioned. I was the second to last person to go.
Mm.
So walking in there, I've been waiting for this all day long, and I walk in there, and all the time beforehand, I'm like freaking out, like super nervous, like heart's pounding, the anxiety's coming in waves. And then I walk in there, and it's like peace and just like super happy, like joyful to be there. Mm-hmm. And being in front of them was like bizarre because I've watched American Idol since I was little. And I've always looked at those people and be like, wow, those are the big shots. And then I was standing there. So it's crazy to see how things come full circle. But it was definitely, you know, a crazy experience to be in front of them.
I bet it was. How is Luke Bryan behind the scenes?
Luke Bryan behind the scenes, he's super fun to talk to. You know, we don't get to hang out with the judges all the time, mm-hmm. but all the judges are extremely personable, and they're really fun to talk to. And I love them all. They're great.
Awesome. They seem really nice. I'm a huge Katy Perry fan also. I mean, I love country music, yeah. but I love them all. I mean, Lionel Richie's a legend, a living legend.
That's what I said. Like, when he looked at me and told me he could do something with my voice, or that I could do something with my voice, I looked at him and I was like, oh my gosh, like, Lionel Richie just gave me a compliment. He's been doing music longer than my parents have lived. Like,
that's the truth. Yeah, he has been doing music that long. It's longer than your parents have lived. But yeah, I watched it again today on YouTube. I've been watching it a lot. And there was something that he said right when he was telling you that you made it to Hollywood. And he said three little tips. He said, well, I love you. I love honey, or something like that. Do you remember what he said?
Wait, what are you talking about during my Hollywood audition?
Yes. He said, well, I love you. He said three things, and I can't remember what it was, but it was quite the compliment.
I feel terrible because it was like, was it something like, I love you, I love your grandma, I love your voice, something along those lines?
Yes, yes. Yeah, so what has been your favorite performance? I know for me, it's been the Wicked Games. I loved that one. That was really good.
I really loved Wicked Game, and they didn't show my solo round,
mm-hmm.
but I played Grandma's Hands by Bill Withers,
mm-hmm.
and I loved that song. Like, I worked on that song for a long time leading up to it because I was like, I just want to blow this out the park. So I played that song, and, you know, I hit a couple notes, and I kind of feel like I took people by surprise because when you look at me, everybody's like, oh, look, it's Garrett, the country singer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sing some, and they're like, oh, wait, he has some soul and blues in there, too. Oh, snap. So it was just kind of one of those unexpected things where, you like to surprise people with your music. So I love both of those performances.
And you're right, it is surprising, because I looked at my husband when the Wicked Games came out, and I go, oh, my husband's name is Mark. I said, oh, Mark, this is my music. This is my generation here. You know, and I it gave me chills. I loved it. You did that one awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, you know, I got to tell you too, my mother-in-law is a hard one to please. And she compares you to Elvis. Have you been hearing that a lot?
Somebody actually put a side by side Elvis Presley when he was younger and me, and it's scary how similar we look.
It is. Know? It really is. His when he went into the army, his military days, y'all look very similar.
Yeah, it's really scary to me to see how similar we look, but I guess that's a really good thing, too. So.
Yes, it is, and your voice kind of sounds like his as well, but to be compared to Elvis, the king of rock and roll, I mean,
that's a huge honor.
It is. That is a huge honor, huge, huge honor. So tell me more about you are in the top 24. Now you need America's vote, right?
Yes. Well, no, the top 24... it's still, you know, it's still pre-recorded. The top 24 is going to narrow down to 14. And then after that will be America's Vote. So
gotcha.
Everybody in the top 24 is fighting to get to where we get America's Vote. So
I hear that y'all have already built friendships.
Oh, yeah. My best friends on the show, I would say, are probably Kate Fainter, Maddie Poppy, and Caleb Hutchison. You know, Caleb Hutchison, he was one of the first people I met during Hollywood Week.
Mm-hmm.
And we both looked at each other and we're like, hey, we're just picking at each other. Like, hey, you're a pretty small dude. And he's like, yeah, you are too. So we call each other, like, he calls me Baby Garrett and I call him Baby Caleb. So see us talk on Twitter a little bit. But yeah, we're really good friends. And then Maddie Poppy and Kate Fainter, I really love all of them too.
And since you put it on social media, are we allowed to talk about Colby Calais?
Yes. Colby Calais is super awesome. She was extremely fun to work with. And getting a sing with her was a huge honor. Like, I was listening to her music when I was super little, and now I actually got to sing with her. So getting to sing with her was, like, you know, mind-blowing.
Isn't her dad is a musician too, right?
Honestly, I don't know.
I think he is. But yeah, she is super, super awesome. Can you tell us some of the best advice that you've been given from either a judge or Colby Calais?
I'll go from a judge. One of the best pieces of advice that I've been given is, you know, Luke Bryan told me after Hollywood Week when they came in our rooms, they didn't show it on film, but he told me to not be afraid to step away from my guitar. You know, so that's why I played Knock on Wood with no guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with him saying that, like, throughout this whole experience, I've learned that I just have to be secure in myself and my own artistry, you know, and don't be afraid to take risks and, you know, do better. So
I told my husband, I said, you know, I could tell the judges are picking up on his personality. And I said, I really feel he'll go far because America is picking up on it, too. The fact that he's still humble and he just seems like a nice guy. And I really think that that's what people are going to pick up from you. That shows on TV.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Well, Garrett, tell us where we can find you on social media, on your Insta or anywhere you want us to find you at.
Okay. I'll give all three of them. My Instagram is garrett.jacobs. That's two R's and two T's. And it's all lowercase. And then my Twitter is garrett_jacobs_. And then my Facebook page is Garrett Jacobs Music. And all of those are verified, so they'll pop up. You know, they verify the top 24, which I'm pretty excited about because I have a blue check by my name.
That is so cool. Yes, I saw that yesterday. I was like, oh, that's awesome. And then shout out, you followed me back. So thank you so much for that. But yes, and also anybody can listen live to us here at 99.5 Kicks Country at mykickscountry.com. And Garrett, I don't know if you knew, I don't know if I messaged you and told you this, but we actually have a following in Germany and Belize. So if you start getting some followers from there, that might be where it came from.
That's awesome. And then also, I forgot to mention one thing. I do have a YouTube, and I'm trying to periodically post cover videos on there for if anybody wants to listen to my music. So that is just Garrett Jacobs on YouTube. Oh, y'all can check that out too.
Definitely. Yeah, it's a great YouTube channel. Hey, where are you? That background in a lot of your videos is really cool, where it looks like a loft.
Yes, that's what it's actually called. It's called The Loft. And it's at a local church, First Baptist Bossier. You know, I had some connections there. I go to River Valley Church, but my talented music teacher at my school, he has connections there, and they were able to let us use their facility. So that was awesome.
Awesome. And I got to tell our Valdosta listeners that you actually went to church here, too. You went to the gathering that's by the GMC, right?
Yes.
Yes. Did you know your mom and dad was our home group leaders?
No, I didn't know that, but I knew they were really active in church.
Yes. Your mama was on the worship team.
Yes, she was. That was actually what kind of made me start thinking about, like, you know, being on stage would be pretty cool and sharing my gifts and stuff.
That just gave me chills. Is your mama your biggest inspiration, Garrett?
She's definitely a part. I have a lot of inspirations. My mom is a huge inspiration in my life. And you know, she definitely started to get me interested in music. So,
what about as far as an artist in the business? Who's your biggest inspiration there?
I have a lot of artists that, you know, I look up to because of their styles. I love Chris Stapleton. And then I also really like Phillip Phillips. I feel like their styles are really unique because Chris Stapleton has that mix of country and rock and blues. And he has been grinding in the music industry for a long time to get where he is at. So I really, you know, he has so much respect and he's just super talented too. So I love both of them.
And Phillip Phillips is a Georgia boy, too.
Yeah.
I like both of those. Well, Garrett, thank you so much for being here. I had an awesome time talking to you. I wanted to catch up with you. I've been so excited to talk to you because I just couldn't wait. And I did American Idol season 10. So I love watching it through you and getting back to some memories. Of course, I didn't make it as far as you did. But it's been fun watching you. Well, thank you so much for being here. And once again, we can find you on Instagram at Garrett. Tell me one more time what it is.
Garrett.Jacob. And then Twitter is Garrett_Jacobs_. And my Facebook is Garrett Jacobs Music. And my YouTube is just Garrett Jacobs.
Awesome. Well, we know that we're going to be hearing that name quite a bit. And hashtag the brow. I want one of those t-shirts when they come out.
Okay.
Garrett, I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for being with us.